I'm just popped out at the historic Ask Lunkard Boat Club here in Limerick. So I'm just literally what feels like inches away from my finish line.
Inches away. So there is no doubt now you are going to make it. You're going to be the first man to swim the entire River Shannon.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, there's always doubt. I haven't done it yet. Yeah. But there's much less doubt, especially since I've gotten through Loch Derg finally.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk about your difficulties in Loch Derg in a while, but how long have you been doing this? I mean, how many days and how many hours every day in the water?
This is day 26, and we started June 5th, and I typically spend anywhere from I try to aim for about 6 to 8 hours a day. I've gotten lucky a few days and not so lucky others. So it averages out at about 6 to 8 hours a day.
Now, anybody looking at the map of Ireland and the River Shannon, they know it flows from at the north of the country down through three major lakes and eventually reaches the sea. Mm-hmm. So you'd imagine that you'd be carried along by the current and you'd have little enough work to do.
Yeah, that's what I imagined, and I couldn't help but remember my fellow American Mark Twain's quote that most men with success have the all too common combination of ignorance and confidence. And I came over here with quite a bit of confidence. What I didn't realize is I had just as much ignorance. There's not as much flow as one would imagine in the River Shannon.
Yeah.
And so I've had to really work for every foot.
The fall in the river actually over its entire length is relatively little. I mean, it's one of the reasons why we have such flooding in the Shannon Basin is because the fall is not dramatic at all.
No, not at all. But what it lacks in flow, it makes up for in beauty. It has just been absolutely one gorgeous scene after another.
Now, the question about the swimming conditions. At the beginning, when the river is little more than a stream, I presume swimming was fairly straightforward.
Well, we didn't swim the first 7 miles from Shannon Pot down to Loch Allen because it's literally unswimmable. It's just what we would call a creek.
You just paddle. You could paddle in your wellies.
I guess I could, but it wouldn't be a pretty sight. So I just started at Corrie Strand, the northernmost tip of Loch Allen.
And then the swimming.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the swimming. I mean, at what point did it become obvious to you that this was not going to be, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor, a walk in the park?
Yeah. It became, I had hoped to only take 22 days. And then go on holiday and see the rest of Ireland starting June 27th. In 1 hour, Pat, what I thought would be a nice little 30-minute jaunt across a bay from Corrie Strand to the next point, the wind and the current swept us out nearly to the center of the lake, and it took me 1 hour and 10 minutes just to get across that bay. When I got across, I was exhausted. It felt literally like I could reach my hand across the bay and shake the hands of the people that saw me off. And I thought, what have I gotten myself into? And I knew right then that it was going to be much more of a test than I ever imagined.
Now, you mentioned Loch Derg. How difficult was Loch Derg?
It was as difficult as Loch Ree was ladylike. We had to wait 4 days, and I hope I don't get too much grief from this, but Loch Ree was like a real lady. We had to wait a long time, but then the wait was worth it. We got through Loch Ree in just beautiful weather, clear, calm waters in only 3 days, and immediately, as soon as we got into Loch Derg, the wind whipped up, and we had to be scooped out of the water from 4-foot rollers that were difficult for me and nearly impossible for my daughter in the kayak.
And is your daughter Bree, she's still with you all the way in the kayak?
Mm-hmm. All the way. Yeah, she's the brains in the picture.
Now, this is not the first endeavor in terms of swimming a waterway, is it?
No, no. In 2014, I was dying of leukemia and lymphoma in 2013. And as a therapist, I knew that having a dream or an overarching purpose in life is a great way to recover from any kind of terrible illness. And so I looked for one, but I just couldn't come up with anything. And so I got out an old journal and found where, when I was in my 20s, I just had the dream of swimming the English Channel. And so despite my doctor's protest, I decided that's what I was going to do. And so I started swimming, and all my numbers started going in the right direction. I started finally gaining weight because I'm 6'1 and a half, and I was down to 159 pounds. I looked horrible, emaciated. And as my head started to clear and the grief started to subside, because I just a year and a half earlier lost my wife of 30 years, 15 days before our anniversary, 30th anniversary, to brain cancer. And that's really why I think the leukemia came back. But my head started to clear, and I realized, what good does it do the world if another middle-aged white American puts on a Speedo and swims to France? In my case, it wouldn't even be a pretty picture. And so I started asking myself, what would do somebody other than just myself some good? And I thought, I found out that the largest river, longest river in my home state of Oregon, the Willamette, had never been swum. And so I thought, it was 184 miles. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I did that right here on my home turf? And then I got really excited as I started feeling even better. What if I did it while I was still an active cancer patient? That would really send a message to other cancer patients that they don't have to give up their dreams or their drive just because they've gotten a diagnosis. So that's exactly what I did. And in June of 2014, with my 79-year-old father, as the kayaker, we did the whole 184 miles of the Willamette River in Oregon.
Wow. And then the dream of the River Shannon, how did that emerge?
Well, I had such a great time, and so many miraculous events happened because of that swim. One of which is 3 weeks after I took my first blood test and the leukemia was gone. The doctors were stunned. They still don't know how. They're still trying to explain it. My doctor is considered one of the world's experts, and he said if he hadn't done the test himself previously, he would have thought I'd been misdiagnosed. But it had been such a beautiful time for me and my dad, because we realized after about 20 days on the river, we'd never gotten a chance to spend that much time together. And it just changed us both. It was kind of a rite of passage, maybe 30 years too late, but never too late. And so I wanted that for my daughter as well, especially just having lost her mom. And so I started looking for another river, and there in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up, we had so many Irish immigrate because it has a lot of the same geographical features. It's real green, good farmland, rolling hills, rains 315 days out of the year. And so a lot of the Irish settled there. So many of our grandparents and great-grandparents were from Ireland. So we all grew up thinking of Ireland as the land of magic and dreams. So when I decided to do another swim, I knew it had to be in Ireland, even though I'd never been.
Well, you've now experienced the entire length of the River Shannon. A question from one of the listeners.
Yeah.
How did you find the cleanliness of the water? I live in Limerick City. I had a beautiful walk along the river through the city yesterday. Mm-hmm. I always wish I could jump into that water. Did you find it clean by and large?
Yes, absolutely. It was just crystal clear the whole way along. It was absolutely beautiful. I've swum many, many rivers all over the U.S. and in Canada, and the one thing that I was most concerned about is swimming the canals, thinking that they'd be stagnant and polluted. And even they were very, very clean. As a swimmer, this sounds kind of terrible, but you can taste pollution.
Yeah.
And that always is one of the first alerts that, hey, you probably better get out of the water. This isn't a good place to swim. And not that I was sucking down the Shannon by any stretch of the imagination, but it just was crystal clear the whole way. And even now swimming into Limerick, it's just beautiful.
Well, you're doing this for charity, and all donations for the swim are going to the Childhood Cancer Foundation. There are a couple of ways to donate money
right.
if you want to help. You can go to the fundraising page for the swim. That's at idonate.ie/Shannon Miracle Swim. Or even simpler, you can text GOLD to 50300, and that donates €4 to Childhood Cancer Foundation. Dean, we've detained you long enough, as they say. Because you've still got a swim to finish. But look, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Oh, I really enjoyed it, Pat. Thank you so much for your time and your interest, especially, the whole reason I'm doing this is to help the children suffering in Ireland. I mean, that's really the story here. So thank you for your time.